Adam Mobbs said he has been inspired by the passion of Aurora residents this year. Mobbs founded Aurora Cares, Housing for All, a community advocacy group that formed in the wake of the men's transitional shelter on Yonge Street being blocked by Aurora Council. The hotly debated shelter project, which had been proposed for land near York Region's pump station at 14,452 Yonge Street, was rejected in a 4-3 vote at a planning committee meeting on February 13. "I saw a tide in our community that I've never seen before," said Mobbs. "It was probably always there. I just didn't see it so up front, and it motivated me and inspired me to bring the same people together, because I knew that their networks would have like-minded people to be able to advocate for what is right and what is honorable in this. So, I was inspired by them, and then once we got together, I've got to say, the pieces just kind of came together." Since its forming, the group has grown to hundreds of members, who often appear at public council meetings. The group has also held events like film screenings. "It shows the power of positive attitudes and the power of humanity," said Mobbs. "Even the people that opposed it, they're still looking for a solution and they still love what our community is doing." While the group was formed with the goal of rallying support for the shelter project, that aim may have been dealt a blow recently. Lisa Gonsalves, York Region's Commissioner for Community and Health Services, said York Region is no longer considering 14,452 Yonge Street in Aurora for transitional and emergency housing. However, Mobbs said he's still hopeful the shelter site can be an option, if the will of Aurora's council changes. "Rather than putting up barriers and building a wall, we want to build a bridge and we want to include people and we want to further those discussions," said Mobbs. "So, while we're focused right now on that specific location because we believe that's the only timely and cost-affordable solution and it's right in front of us, I do believe that we will pivot to more broader housing, just to be able to advocate for all of those people that need housing that really deserve an appropriate roof over their head."